Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki opened the conference Tuesday in Baghdad with a positive review of the country's sectarian divisions. He said national reconciliation efforts had prevented civil war and stopped fighting between the Sunni and Shiite factions. He praised former insurgent Sunni militias for joining al-Sawa, or reawakening councils, that are helping improve security in the country. He says national reconciliation efforts got more than 35,000 former terrorists to separate from al-Qaeda and support the government. Mr. Maliki said 29 al-Sawa councils were now supporting the government's efforts and a further 13 were in the process of joining. The U.S. military says the militia groups helped to lower violence in Iraq by more than half since June. But Iraq's death toll has jumped since February, and sectarian fighting is a daily problem. Even before the conference started, Iraq's largest Sunni political bloc, al-Tawafiq, said they would not participate because they were not properly invited. The group pulled out of Mr. Maliki's government in August, saying his Shiite-led administration was not making enough concessions to the Sunni minority. A Shiite party loyal to the influential anti-U.S. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr walked out of the conference Monday. The spokesman for the al-Sadr party, parliamentarian Nasser al-Rubai, said the meetings were just propaganda and had no substance. He says political groups were not informed about the program, they were just invited. He says they entered the conference to prove that they are in favor of national peace, but left because they reject what he calls a decorative conference. He says Iraq needs real conferences. Organizers of the meeting said at least one member of each political group was invited, and that 500 representatives were attending. It was the second attempt by Mr. Maliki to bring together Iraq's tribally divided groups. The meeting comes just ahead of the five-year anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, which critics blame for unleashing Iraq's sectarian bloodletting. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Erbil.